God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So in the new year, I was reading through the book of Psalms, and I came to Psalm 119 in the very first week of the new year. Psalm 119:2 says, "Blessed are they that keep His, God's, testimonies, that seek Him with the whole heart." You know, as you come into a new year, someone has said, a new day is a fresh start to a wise person. The same is true of a new month or a new year. However, it's easier to make a fresh start of things when there is a date you can look at and say, this is the beginning of the year, or this is the beginning of the week, or this is the beginning of the month. The fact is, you can do this on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. It's just easier on the first week of the year, or, you know, in the first months of the new year. It's easier when you have a set time where you think, okay, this is a new day. But every day is a fresh start to a wise person. Now, when it comes to your relationship with your Bible, a frequent resolution of the new year for people that love the Lord is, I want to read the Bible through in this year. Now, that's not necessarily a bad goal, but let's talk about aspirations, goals, and habits. Psalm 119 is a long psalm. So today we'll just talk about one of those three, and then subsequently we'll talk about the other two. When it comes to reading your Bible, there are aspirations, goals, and habits, and what you invest in your Bible depends greatly upon what you hope to gain from it. Verse 2 here tells us that a person is blessed by keeping God's testimonies and seeking Him with the whole heart. Now, at the outset, it's interesting that keeping God's words is companion to seeking God Himself. I can't draw closer to God if I do not know who God is and how He is and what He has said. And the way to do that is to read the Bible. It's much more than that, actually. It's understanding the Bible. So, aspirations, goals, and habits. Here's someone that says, my New Year's resolution is to lose 25 pounds this year. Now, that's actually a goal. These are interchangeable, perhaps, to some extent. But the aspiration is probably unstated. I want to look better. I want to feel better. That's the desire behind all this. That's the driving force. The concrete goal, if that is indeed what it is I want to lose 25 pounds. All that is worth nothing unless there are habits. Okay, what does that actually mean? Losing 25 pounds is nearly abstract. What does that mean I'm going to do as far as my diet? I don't mean some diet that is copyrighted. I mean, what are you going to actually put in your mouth? What is your habit? I am not going to eat this. I am going to eat that every day at the same time or whatever it may be. So aspirations lead to goals. Goals are bolstered by habits. And when it comes to reading the Bible, if you're going to seek God with the whole heart, that means knowing His Word. So in short, I would say my aspiration for reading the Bible, this is not my goal, this is not my habit, my aspiration, my desire is delight, understanding, and life. Throughout this psalm, you find the idea of delight. You find this in the very first verses. Verse 16 says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. There are 176 verses in this psalm. It is by far the longest psalm. It is longer than any chapter in the Bible. And it is telling that all but I think perhaps five verses deal directly with the Word of God. There are perhaps 10 synonyms in Psalm 119. You have statutes, judgments, laws, commandments. It's all talking about God's Word, God's words. So delight. I will delight myself in thy statutes. It says, how love I thy law. Verse 97, it is my meditation all the day. So the first thing as far as aspiration, desire is, just I want to enjoy reading the Word of God. Now, I think, duty may have a place, but I'm not a better Christian, so-called, just because I read the Bible every day. It's not reading the Bible, it's understanding the Bible, and that has to begin with just a desire to know it, delight, love. And so reading the Bible, aspirationally, is I want to delight in it. I want to love it. Secondly, I would just say understanding. there is no meaningful reading of the Bible without understanding. Verse 27 says, make me to understand the way of thy precepts. Later on, in fact, repeatedly throughout the psalm, he talks about understanding. Verse 73, thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. So it's not just reading the Bible that's important. It's understanding what you're reading so that you can do something with it. Ultimately, the reason, desire behind reading the Bible is just life itself. In verse 25, the psalmist says, quicken me, make me alive again, revive me. Quicken thou me according to thy word. And it is God's word that gives that kind of life. Wouldn't you want to be able to delight in the Word of God, actually understand what you're reading, and know God's mind on issues, how to treat people, how to treat money, how to know what is right and wrong? Wouldn't you like to know God's mind on your matters? Well, I believe you can. It's not a matter of being genius, but it does come down to your aspirations, and then that leads to your goals, and then that leads to or is bolstered by your habits. So, delight, understanding, and life. Look, there's a difference between knowing what you've read this morning and knowing where you've read this morning. So perhaps I say to you, hey, did you read the Bible today? And you say, yes, I read Matthew chapter 1. Well, good enough. That's great. Matthew chapter 1 is an address. It's not the person who lives there. Suppose you ask me today, hey, Will, did you meet anyone today? And I say, yes, 2521 Oak Avenue. Well, that's not a person. That's an address. Who lives there? Well, that's what you're asking. If I say I've read Matthew chapter 1, that's an address. That's where I find something. That's not what is actually residing there. That's not what lives there. Now, to be sure, it is work, and it is a habit that can be cultivated by anyone to not just have an address, know where you're reading, but understand what God has said and knowing what you should do with it. So we'll talk about that in subsequent days, but what you put into the Word of God, that is what you invest as far as time and effort and intent in the Word of God, really depends largely on what you hope to get out of it. And three things I think we should all hope to get is delight, that is to say love, of the Word of God, understanding, making sense of it all, and then life, judgment and savvy for life.